Hi, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to Talk That Talk with Nisha and Bree. I am Brittany Brian, and this is episode 4 of Talk That Talk.
Yes, and this is Nisha Lachey just saying thank you guys for tuning in again. Like she said, episode 4, so we ready to get started.
All right, so first and foremost, we want to let y'all know that we did choose 2 winners, 1 from Instagram and 1 from Facebook.
Yes.
So for those winners, we did DM you and inbox you. So you want to go ahead and check that out so you can go ahead and get this money, okay?
And get that cash. That's right. So thank y'all for sharing. And we will do another giveaway soon. So if you didn't win this time, then maybe next time. But we also went live this past week, and we want to give some shout-outs to the people that was talking with us. And especially Pumpkin came on and went live with us, so we appreciate that.
Thank you,
Michael,
Pumpkin.
Curtis, Trenise, Chelsea, my mama.
Yes.
And Brittany mama was on there, too. they was representing, so thank y'all for and everybody else that was live, too, because Deontay was live, and we had a lot of people. So I don't want to miss nobody, but thank you to everybody that was, you know, live with us and that was participating in the conversation.
Yeah, thank y'all. We really, really, really do appreciate that. And then, you know, also, we wanted to just let y'all know what this episode is going to be about.
Yeah, so this week we are talking about rekindling old flames. So one that I want to just jump right into is power, because we know that ghosts rekindle with Angela. And if you don't know what power is, you need to do better.
Yes, okay. So basically, it's a series that's on Starz. It stars Amari Hardwick, right?
Hardwick,
yeah.
Yes.
And, yeah, it's lit. It's like in their 6th season. It's supposed to be the last season, so
Yeah, so catch up if you haven't seen that for sure. But Ghost, and his name is James on the show?
Jamie.
Okay, I knew I was close. I'm so used to Ghost, but yeah,
right.
So, you know, he's a married man. And he ended up running into a young lady that he used to be with back in the day. And
they started
to rekindle that flame. And it has not ended well. Let me just say that.
Okay.
Yes.
So she died for the dick. Okay. That's what happened. But no, so I just feel like how they started off was they were doomed from the beginning. He's married. You know, like, come on now. Like, that should have been a red flag right there.
And I was going to say, on top of that, you know, she knew that he was living a different type of lifestyle than what she was living. So,
absolutely.
To me, I feel like Angela was in love with Jamie that she knew back in the day.
Yeah.
And she didn't take her time getting to know Ghost, because that's who he was right now.
Yeah. And Ghost is a motherfucker, okay?
Right.
So, I definitely agree with that. I feel like, you know, they should have definitely took their time to get to know each other. And especially with his line of work, come on now, bruh. She worked for the government. Like, that was stupid. Like, why are you even entertaining it?
A drug dealer. And the thing is, I don't know if she knew. I don't think she knew he was a drug dealer, right, in the beginning?
Not in the beginning, no.
Okay, but she did know he was married.
On top of that,
I just felt like she just jumped into it too fast, because I feel like sometimes when you're rekindling that old flame, and I'm not speaking from experience, I'm just saying, it seems like you will be looking for the person that you knew way back when.
Absolutely.
That ain't that person. They done had new experiences. And some of us have changed a lot since high school.
Yeah,
you looking for that old thing. You want to get that old thing back. That old thing is gone. Now, you might be able to start something new with this person, but you got to treat them just like you would treat any new Billy Bob.
Yes, absolutely. And I know when I had went through a phase of rekindling an old flame, me and the guy, we was broken up for like, 7 or 8 years at that point. And, you know, we didn't get along pretty much. but anyway, something ended up happening where I went through a bad breakup and he went through a bad breakup at the same damn time.
Okay.
So I think we kind of drew together off of heartbreak, I guess. But it's just, I don't know, like, the past is the past, y'all. Leave the past right. the past. It didn't work out for a reason. So right. it started off cool with me and him at first. Like, we was just friends. Like, we literally became friends. When we when we were dating in the past, it wasn't friendship. It was literally like, that was my man. I was his girl. That's what it was.
Right.
And, you know, this time around, we actually became friends. And he actually became one of my best. No, it wasn't good. Let me finish, okay? Look, once I finished this story, I was like, what now? So, you know, that was like my best friend. Like, yeah, I talked to this man every single day. I called him crying. He could call me talking about bitches, whatever. We was dirt. So then, we started having sex. We started going on dates. And you know, when you put sex in there, that's when it complicates things. So, in my mental, I never looked at him in that way anymore. And it's just because of the past and that hurt that I experienced with him.
And when you mean that way, Britt, you mean you didn't look at him sexually?
No, I didn't look at him as in I would want to be with him again.
Okay.
Like, I wasn't in love anymore.
Right.
You know.
Okay. I got
you. So basically, I don't think that he got that memo I don't know. But it was just like, I thought we was good until he started, you know, started just kind of being a little too much now. So anyway, long story short, we back beefing. But it is what it is. I still love him. I just, you know, not in love with him. It's, got love
right.
for him. You know?
Right. So the thing is, when y'all started, you know, when y'all started to rekindle that flame, at first it was going well, and then it just kind of ended badly.
Yeah. And, you know, the biggest reason is because we both did not let go of the past hurt.
Right.
Like, I've hurt him in the past, and he hurted me in the past. So any little thing that one person that I would do, he would bring up shit from years ago. Stuff I forgot about. I'm like, you feel mad about that?
Yeah, he was still holding on to that. So it was difficult for y'all to try to build a new relationship when y'all still holding on from hurt, you know, in the past.
Yeah, in the past. Yeah,
that makes sense. So actually, there's another couple, Nicki Minaj, and I don't know her fiance's name or her husband, one or the other. But they rekindled an old flame recently, and it seems to be going good for them so far.
It seems like it's working out. So basically, Nicki Minaj, she dated this guy when she was 16. And you know what? If y'all are some diehard Nicki Minaj fans, like, remember when she first came out, I think like 2008, 2009.
She had the dunk on the mixtape.
Itty bitty piggy. I like it. Okay, we ain't gonna get into it. We should start wrapping up in this. But anyway, so basically, she had this song. I cannot think of this song for anything. That she kind of talked about having an abortion when she was younger. So now it's making me think, is this her baby daddy?
Is that him?
Is that a reason that they are drawn together?
Because they have like that experience.
Hey,
never
know. Okay.
That's true. And you know, she done been with some big hitters. She done been with Meek Mill.
Yes, she has.
She done been with some big guys. But you know what? Sometimes, sometimes you do go and get that old thing back, maybe because that's what's familiar to you.
Yeah.
That's what you're comfortable with.
Yeah.
Might not necessarily be the best thing for you.
Yeah.
And maybe hindering you from moving forward, but you got to go through that to know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
So if you haven't had closure, then sometimes, you know, maybe it's okay to go ahead and check it out and then see if it works for you. If not, close that chapter and close that book and be done.
Yeah, yeah. And that's one of the things that I do appreciate about me going back to that particular ex is that I did finally get closure. Because for a long time, I used to be like, why it didn't work out with me and him?
Yeah.
I love him.
Yeah.
And then once we started dating again, it made me realize, you know what? He's not for me and I'm not for him. We're not compatible in a romantic sense. But as far as being friends, that was my ace bone comb.
Yes, and that's what I was going to say. Sometimes we feel so compatible with somebody, but then that doesn't mean that you're meant to be in a relationship.
Absolutely.
And it's okay to sometimes just be friends with somebody that you used to talk to. If y'all can do that.
Now, that's a big if.
That's Right. If y'all can do that, maybe y'all compatible, maybe y'all get along, maybe y'all share a closeness. But when y'all start tying sex and relationships, it takes y'all somewhere else. Because some of us, we different people in a relationship than we are when we just friends. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So, yeah, definitely. And look, we've seen that with A Thin Line Between Love and Hate. Remember, Martin's character, he was friends with, was it Regina? Regina King.
Yes. Uh-huh.
They were friends, and she even told him, I know how you are. You know what I'm saying? I know you. I'm good. But that didn't stop her from sleeping over, and then she got that cake on her porch, and old girl's about to come at her.
And look, she got thrown out a window. She's good. Girl, we can't be down behind these old dicks now. Like, no, ma'am. Look.
And she knew how he was. So, like, with power, okay, maybe Angela didn't know how Jamie was at first. But in Thin Line Between Love and Hate, she said it. I know how you are.
Oh, yeah.
I know how you been. You be with the ladies. And I mean, it seemed like he might have wanted to change toward the end. But we would need to see A Thin Line Between Love and Hate, too, to know how he turned out. Because he might play nice for a minute.
Right. Because, you know, then it goes back to, like, do a leopard change their spots, right?
That's very true. That's very, very true. So they may have to be another conversation. Y'all know we're going to go live again soon.
Yes.
So we're going to have to see what y'all thoughts are about that. But I guess we'll go into the do's and don'ts of rekindling old flames. Britt, do you have any?
Yes. So the biggest do is forgiveness. Okay?
Yes,
you
that's
have
true.
To forgive everything that happened in that last relationship in order for you all to build a new one. You can't say, oh, yeah, that's in the past. That's hella old. And then when you start rocking with this person, you get mad about the
he's
shit that happened years
up.
Ago. And you're throwing it up. Because now, you know, you're just causing conflict at this point.
Right.
So my biggest do is to forgive. Do not move into that next relationship unless you are, or you forgive that person for everything that happened in the last relationship.
Very true.
So I guess that's my only one, actually.
Mine would be, if you're going to do it, you're going to rekindle that old flame, treat it like a new relationship.
Absolutely.
Don't pick up where you left off, whether that was good or bad, because you just don't know this person. Like I said, even with friendships, if you decide to go back and be friends with somebody again that y'all haven't been friends in a while, y'all still have to learn each other again.
Yeah.
So take your time in that relationship. Don't just be like, oh, I know him, he good, or I know her, she good. Because she could be a felon. I'm just saying, you don't know. You don't know what people are doing when you haven't talked to them. So
that's true.
Take your time. And I would say, don't rush yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, just because you was kicking it back in the day, that don't mean that just because they meet you today, you got to smash, you got to meet their mama. Take your time, treat them like you would treat any other relationship, because it's new again, or it should be, if you have followed Brittany's advice and forgave them.
Yes, absolutely, okay? So we just want to let y'all know that y'all can hit us up. You know, we love talking to y'all, love hearing from y'all. So, Tanisha, you want to let them know what?
Yes, I do. So if you want to email us, you can email us at talkthattalkpc@gmail.com. You can hit us up on Instagram, talk_that_talk_podcast. Or you can hit us up on Facebook. Make sure to like us on Facebook and Talk That Talk with Nisha and Bree.
All right. Well, thank y'all for listening. Talk to you later. Bye.